We all know the feeling of saying, how many times do I have to tell you? But what if God is using those very moments to teach us something about His incredible grace and patience toward us? Do you ever feel like a broken record? You are constantly saying no or stop that, and yet they just keep doing the same thing over again. You've said it a million times already. Okay, maybe not 1 million, but it's definitely close. And maybe you've told them, go put your shoes on, we're in a hurry. Or maybe it's, you need to go clean your room, and I've already told you that multiple times, so just go do it already. Or maybe they're going somewhere and they're supposed to text you when they get where they're going, only there's no text that comes. And of course, that makes you get worried. And you send the text and they say, oh, I forgot. I mean, it's enough to drive any mom crazy, right? Listen, maybe there's an instance that comes to your mind. More than likely, it was something that happened recently, this week, maybe even last night. I don't know. And even if we just want to pinch their little heads off because they're not listening or they're not doing what they know they're supposed to be doing, we still love them, don't we? I mean, that doesn't change. I mean, sure, direction and correction may come, but it's out of love and a desire to protect them. Listen, I cannot tell you how many times that I've been reading in the Old Testament, and I start to think, what is wrong with these Israelites? I mean, why won't they listen to God and do what He says? They claim they love Him, so why won't they do that? Well, in the book of Judges, it says that they were doing that which was right in their own eyes. Do you know what that means? It means they were doing as they pleased, not what pleased God. I mean, He'd already told them what was right and wrong. So if they knew what they were supposed to do, why didn't they just do it? And then I remember my role as a parent, and I think the same thing about my son, who isn't so little anymore. And I think, why won't he just do the things I tell him to do? And then the realization hits, and I remember I'm a child myself, a child of God. And He, like a loving father, must look at me and think, why won't you listen? If you know what you're supposed to do, why don't you do it? And if you know what you're not supposed to do, why do you keep doing that? Have you ever felt like that? Listen, Paul said that he suffered from the same thing. If you've got your Bible with you this morning, let's go to the book of Romans. I want us to open up to chapter 7, and we're going to be in verse 19. It says, "For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice." See, even Paul struggled with wanting to do what was right, but sometimes choosing what was wrong. Do you struggle with that? I know I do. Here's what I'm thankful for today: God's unending grace. I'm grateful for His reminders of His truth and the love that we can find in His Word. I'm grateful for correction when I do something that I shouldn't. And I'm thankful for His patience. I mean, wow, how patient He is with me as I learn to surrender. I'm thankful for His open arms that beckon me back to Him and welcome me as a loving Father does. And for His power and victory over sin. Man, I am so grateful that He already knows what I'm going to struggle with today, and He's given me everything that I need to overcome it. We sure have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Hey, let's talk a little bit more about it as we dig into a few more scriptures this morning. Do you have some more time? I'm going to send you some questions to help guide you. All you have to do is just text the number on your screen so you can get that extra resource. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.